This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Any other practical tips or advice for any nurses coming to America that you wish somebody had told you that would have made your life much easier if you'd known that before?
For me, I think particularly like buying a car, I had a decision. For me, I had an idea just to buy any car that I can have. But I didn't know there's so much like a variety. Like every year there's a different model and you have to pay like based on their insurance. And you have to remember about the kind of car you're going to buy. So there were a lot of factors for me. So even just deciding to buy a car was a struggle for me. And I wish I've done something else, like buy a different car in the end, because I think for me, I should have bought something better for me like, for the long run that could really serve me while I'm staying here temporarily. Okay. So that's one of the things for me. Think car options and choices and knowledge. I mean,
yeah, I think that goes also with, you know, the choices that you make. Let's say you come here, looking at your living arrangement. So renting versus buying a home, that's huge, because let's say you rent, you're only responsible for that amount. But when you have a house, that's a huge responsibility, where now you're responsible for electric, for maintaining the house, for maintaining your yard, for putting in, you know, furnitures in your property and maintaining your property, paying taxes at the end of the year. Those are important considerations. So in my case, you know, when I first got here, luckily I had like a roommate where I shared expenses. So that made my life better, because now I can divide our expenses, and I still have enough money to save for, you know, for the rainy days. That's a very important piece that I really learned. And then when I was able to have enough money and save money, then I was able to go to the next step where maybe this is a good time to buy a house. But again, you know, learning as much as you can from different people. Reaching out to your bank, through your realtor, getting as much information is just so, so important, because every decision you make is so, so life-changing. It will impact the way you live from then on when you make that decision. So I think, you know, just being open to learn, I think that's the biggest thing there, being open to learn and welcome those opportunities where you're going to make mistakes. But then again, what do you do when you make that mistake so that it doesn't happen again? So, yeah, that's what I learned over the years.
Yeah. And reaching out, as you said, driving the process, not just being passive about it. Yeah. And you spoke about taxes. That's one thing that many nurses don't really realize when they just think of America. They don't realize how big America is and how different it is in the different states. So we decided now to do towards the end of the Lafora Talk Show each time is to talk about the different states. You know, Lafora Talk Show stateside is what we're going to talk about now. So for many nurses, there we see Kentucky. And also just to give a shout out to Joe, who has an amazing blog. So if anybody has not seen that blog, he's going to put into the chat afterwards into the chat for you to subscribe and just see some of the stuff that he is sharing, which I think is really so valuable. So thank you for doing that, Joe. So we're going to talk about Joe, did you want to say something?
No, it's okay. My blog is just like paying forward, like what Lafora did for me. I was able to be where I am right now because of Lafora. I'm really thankful for this page and the connection they've given me. It really helped me. going to the US. So for me, it's my way of paying back.
I love that, really. And thank you for doing that, Joe, because I think it really helps so many people, and you really are paying it forward. And today, both you and Alvin are paying it forward for so many people by sharing your advice, your words of wisdom. And I know for so many nurses, you know, lying in bed at night and worrying and thinking, what is it going to be like? How am I going to feel? What am I going to have to do? It's just so scary. So really what you're doing today is just so valuable, and I just can't thank you enough.
You're welcome.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the States now. So, so Joe, you are in Kentucky, and you've only been in Kentucky. Alvin, you've had more experience in different states, in Florida, and also now in Washington, D.C. and in Virginia. So I would like for you to share your experience in terms of the different states. So maybe just talking a little bit about the state you're in, what you like about that state, what you don't like about that state, you know, what is the weather like, what is the taxes, what is the cost of living, what is it, you know, what is an average rental cost where you live, or buying a house, what does that cost, the schooling, and what are the attractions? So all of those different elements. About where you live. And remember, everybody, when you listen to information about the different states, every state has got good and bad. So it's not to say one is better than the other. They've all got good and bad. And Joe, most nurses don't know much about Kentucky. They only know Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah, that's it. So tell us a little bit about Kentucky.
Kentucky, if you see in the map, it looks like a chicken, like a drumstick chicken. Try to find that, and that's Kentucky.
I didn't realize that.
Okay. Kentucky is quite a simple place to it's a nice place to start, like your American dream. It's so simple that it's not stressful. Traffic is like non-existent, really. It's like, that's the best thing here. There's no traffic for me. For all the places that I'm going to, it's rarely a traffic, like maximum like 5 or 10 minutes. That's it for me. So if you're starting here, it's a good place to start because you can learn how to drive easily, no traffic. And drivers here are quite very, let's say, respectful. So they give way. They're really, even people here, the culture is like, they will really say hi to you even though you don't know anyone. It's like, hi. Okay. which is not normal for like back in the Philippines. You won't say hi to anyone you see in the road. Kentucky, what else? Things nice here. I think we have Noah's Ark. That's one of the places you can visit. And every year we have like a Kentucky Derby. It's like people will dress up like cowboys and those riding those bulls, those kind of things. So, and Kentucky has a lot of horses, especially Lexington. I think Lexington is considered like the horse capital of the U.S. So that's one of the first things I ever saw on top of the, like on my plane ride. And that's the thing I first saw, like everywhere, horses, cows and fields. Okay, what else?
Can you talk about the weather, maybe?
Oh, okay. Weather-wise, weather for me here is good, really. We rarely have snow. It's a good thing. For those Filipino watching, it's really a good thing. You would like snow only if like, you're going for a vacation or a ski. But experiencing every day, it's not nice. It's really a struggle. Like just walking your dog, just going to your car from a mall or something. It's really a struggle. The cold makes your tight chest tight, like your fingers burn. For me, it's a struggle. So I really don't want to stay in a place like it always, like constantly snows. That's for me. What else? One thing I like about Kentucky, it's a little bit in the middle of some states. So like Tennessee. Tennessee is a good place to go for a vacation. It will be like 3 to 4 hours away from my place. So there's a lot of things to do in Tennessee, like Dollywood. You can go to Gatlinburg. There's a lot of place for like tourist attractions there, really. what else? Taxes. I think it's probably around 5% of the taxes. So it's still big. Aside from the state tax, you still have to pay the federal tax, if I'm not mistaken. So it takes like 25% of your total salary more, aside from excluding the insurance and everything. So it's a big chunk.
And for many nurses that don't know, some states have both federal and state tax, and some states only have federal tax. So thank you for sharing that about Kentucky. Anything about the cost of living, Joe?
Oh, cost of living here really depends on which particular part of the state you're staying. If you're staying in a city area type of the state, it's more expensive. But the salary is quite bigger. Like example, Louisville is a city type. I think it's the biggest city here in Kentucky. So the cost of living there is quite more expensive. But if you're living a little bit far from the city, it's quite cheaper. And it's not as really as expensive. And based on your salary, it's quite good. You can get your houses here. I think the cheapest one we had was $300 for me for monthly, if I wanted to have a small room, small place. So that was quite okay for me.
Okay, that's really helpful. So, you know, that's another thing that a lot of nurses don't realize is that within a state, you will have differences in salary, you will have differences in cost of living, and then comparatively state by state, because you mentioned Louisville, and Louisville, I'm not sure if you know, is actually the eighth most affordable city in America. So even though it's maybe more expensive than where you are living, because you're in a smaller town in Kentucky, it's actually the eighth most affordable city comparatively to other cities. So, so that's important to know. I see here, I think it was Shailani. Shailani was saying courtesy in Kentucky with lots of hearts. So people are very friendly. And she was asking about the food.
Okay, food-wise, in my particular county or around my county, there's not a lot of food variety, honestly. mostly restaurants pasta, burger, pizza, fried chicken, only few Asian stores, a few Indian stores. And if I need to go an Asian store, for me, it will take 2 hours for me, a 1 to 2 hours drive just to go to an Asian store. So it's best, for us, it's best. Good thing I have my wife is with me. So she cooks everything I need, everything I want. She's a good cook. So I don't have a problem when it comes to food. I have a personal chef.
Your wife. and again, please remember, everybody, that Joe is living in a smaller town in Kentucky. So if you're maybe living in a bigger city in Kentucky, you might you might have that the different foods. Katrina's also asking about the safety in Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Safety is honestly, specifically in this particular county or this near around me, it's really safe. Sometimes you can see the news. They're so bored with the news. They put in some crazy stuff that doesn't make really sense to put in the news because they don't have enough info things to report about. People here are really friendly. I don't hear anyone. There's no snatching. I never heard of anyone snatching or any pickpocketing or any robbery. It's a rare thing here. It's a really rare thing. Maybe once in a blue moon. But if you're going to a city, places in Louisville or in Lexington, there's a higher incidence. Definitely, there's a higher incidence. But it's nothing compared back in the Philippines. So guys, don't worry about it. You've been to worse, especially if you're from Manila. So it's nothing, really.
It's all relative. And really, in every big city in the world, you're going to have good areas and bad areas.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Elvin, tell us a little bit about the cities that you've lived in, because you've had experience in different parts of the U.S.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, I live in Florida and Virginia, the D.C. area. So Virginia and the DMV, we call it. So D.C., Maryland, Virginia, these are like the trio cities that are very close to each other. So Virginia is really one of the most rich history-wise and diversity-wise. We are one of the 12 original colonies in the U.S. And this area really attracts, you know, the best and the brightest people in the world, because the seat of government is in Washington, D.C. So you can imagine people come here for the best jobs, for the best opportunities there is. We have many public colleges and universities. So if you have a child, you know, it's a good way to utilize that, because the public university system is very affordable in Virginia. And the school system here is ranked top 10 in the National Assessment of Educational Progress, and the graduation rate is 85%. So that speaks a lot to the quality of education in Virginia. There are many, many public museums in my area. The DC Museum, especially the Smithsonian, it's free to the public. And so it's, if you're a history buff and you want to see art, you want to see culture, this is the hub of art and culture. I mean, it's everywhere here in the DC area. You're going to love it. We have Busch Gardens in Virginia. So if you have kids, this is a good place to go. There's also many dining options in the DC area, because this is a very culturally diverse community. So you can find any type of food you want here and you'll enjoy it. My personal trainer, when I first moved here, warned me. He said, "Alvin, watch out." True enough. So that's a serious consideration, living in a multicultural community. You know, you will love the food, you will love the people that are here, you know, coming from different countries, different backgrounds, and so many amazing restaurants. And also there's Jollibee in Virginia and in Maryland. So you can, if you miss home, you just have to go there.
I
am jealous.
You're going to have to go visit Elvin in Virginia.
Yes. Also, there's a lot of very good hospital systems in D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. And so many nurses love to move here, coming from different states, because we have the best hospital systems in this area. Also very, very safe. Unemployment is like 3.8%, and people are very, very educated. So the crime is almost non-existent, just very, very little, really. You will enjoy living both worlds of being in a big city, but having that opportunity to go to the mountains, to if you like hiking, if you like camping, the Shenandoah Valley is amazing. You'll see the most amazing waterfalls and trails that just really abound in the area. And a lot of wineries, beaches, mountains, caverns. We have four seasons here, spring, summer, fall, winter, and the winter here is very mild. We do have snow, but it's not bad as, let's say, New York or upstate New York or Boston, where it's very, very cold. So the winter here is very doable. My favorite, though, is spring. And fall, spring, because that's when everything blooms, and you'll enjoy the cherry blossom festival here in the DC area. If you've been to Japan, it's like very, very similar. People love coming here, and it just, everything just blooms. It's like magic during that time of the year, and as well as fall, because during fall you'll see all the foliage change from green to yellow, red, brown. It's just amazing to see that. Driving through Skyline Drive is just unbelievable. Cost of living. The taxes here, it's about 5.3% sales tax. And the rent is about $1,100 to $2,000 per month for like a one bedroom. So it's not the cheapest, but at the same time, you get a lot of perks in terms of things that you can do during your time off. Because I think life-work balance is very important. As nurses, we work hard, but sometimes we forget ourselves, you know. So if you live in this area, don't forget that there's so many beautiful things to do. You have the museums, you can go to wineries, you can go to the mountains, you can go to the beach. And this is the stomping grounds of our presidents in the United States. You know, the White House is here, the Pentagon is here, many monuments and nature trails, the Appalachian Trail. Somebody mentioned the Appalachian Trail also. So many things to do. Shenandoah National Park, many museums, Great Falls, Assateague. It's just, you name it. We have it here. So I love living and working here because you know you work hard. But at the same time, during your days off, you can just forget about work and enjoy, you know, what life has to offer. There's so many. If you're a nature lover, this is the best place for you. Also, like for arts and culture, we're so close to New York. New York is like 4 hours from the DC area. So you can take the train, you can take the bus, and you can watch a Broadway show and then come back after your short trip to New York. And also we do have a lot of theater here in the area. So if you love theater and performances, there's a lot of artists from New York that come here and they have shows in small and bigger venues like the Kennedy Center, the Warner Theater, the Signature Theater, which, you know, I have right here in my backyard. What else? Other important things. Maybe, you know, this is an undiscovered part of the country where people are always, nurses are always looking forward to working in New York, in California. But I think, you know, places like Kentucky and Virginia, people have not discovered that yet. And so this is an opportunity to really open your eyes and ears to the other parts of the country where nobody knows. And this is a way to really advertise and say, hey, you know, we're here and it's up to you to discover us. So, yeah.
Yeah, you are so right. So many nurses really just know like California or maybe Texas or New York, Florida maybe, but really don't know many of the places in the US that are hidden gems, that really are wonderful places to live and have got a lot to offer. We get some great comments here. So we've got Michelle who's saying from downtown Lexington, Kentucky here. So she's from downtown Kentucky. She said there are lots of Asian stores, but no Filipino restaurants, with a crying face. So maybe that's an opportunity for somebody in Lexington, Kentucky to open a store. Amy is saying you can live in the suburbs, but work in the city. Same travel time as when you're in Manila, earn more, spend less. Yeah. So that was really interesting comments. Then we've got a comment from Arlene who's saying her friend and family are living in Woodbridge, Virginia, which is a fantastic place. How far is that from you, Alvin?
It's like probably 30 minutes from me. But from the hospital, it's like 20 to 30 minutes. So half an hour. It's not bad.
Not too bad.
It's a great area to live.
Okay, good.
And a lot of Filipino communities live there.
Oh, okay, so that's great to hear as well. Yeah. Shailani is saying Majestic Virginia. That is so true. And I think those were, I thought there was one other comment or one question, but I maybe missed it. Here we go. One is asking, how is the public transportation in Virginia?
Oh, so it depends on where you live. Let's say you work in DC. There's you can take the train or the bus. But it just depends on the route. So you kind of have to know where you work and then where you're going to choose your place to live. But we have bus, we have subways, a train going to the city. And the subway system or the train system here goes all the way to Maryland as well. So Maryland, D.C. and Virginia, if you live in the area. So it's just about planning, like where you then work and then where you want to live. So yeah.
Okay. And lastly, Alvin, if you want to just tell us a little bit about Florida, because I know that you lived there for many years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived in Florida for 15 years. So Florida is an amazing state too. A lot of nature activities in Florida, and also from the standpoint of taxes, they only have like state tax in very low. State tax is very low. It's like 4 to 5%. They only have state taxes, not federal. So a lot of people who are retiring, they like to go down there to live because of that reason mainly. Housing is cheaper in Florida compared to the DC area, but at the same time, it kind of limits your opportunities too, because like in Florida, it's locked by the ocean. So you're gonna see a lot of water. You're gonna be at the beach. Where I live there, I always live close to the beach, and I enjoy that. So if you're somebody who likes the beach, Florida is one of the best places for you. As far as real estate, it's very also inexpensive. You can get like a condo for like $150,000. Houses are cheap. You can get a 3-2 for like probably $185,000, $250,000. And compared to here, it's cheap, because houses and townhouses here, it's a little bit expensive in the area, but then other things make up for that. Like, you know, your salary is going to be much, much higher if you live in this area compared to Florida. As far as nursing practice, tends to be a little bit behind in terms of practice. That's one of the reasons, why I wanted to move to a faster paced city, because everything that comes out of national organizations really get implemented here right away in the DC area. The American Nurses Association is in Silver Spring, Maryland. And so when there are changes in policy and practice, we get that right away. And we do enjoy the changes and the fast pace that happen in, you know, in this area. So Florida, it's good to live. I mean, it's just for me. That's my perspective. When you're starting, that's okay. But if you're looking for advancement, I think a faster paced city is good. I have friends who lived in Florida for many years, and starting a family is good there too, because housing wise, it's very cheap, and there are many communities there, a lot of Filipino communities in Florida, especially in the Jacksonville, Tampa, West Palm Beach, and Miami areas. Lots of Filipinos in that region. Yes, Brandon, Florida, correct.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for that. I have one last question that we're going to take, because we are just at time now. Bo is asking, what is your advice for those that will migrate with kids? How did they manage childcare if both parents are working as a nurse? I'm not sure if either of you have kids, but any advice for folks?
I don't have kids, but I do have, my direct reports and my peers work. They work, most of them work at night. So, and the other one works maybe day shift. So that's how they manage that. So there's somebody always watching, you know, your son or daughter when you're at work. So that's a big, you know, consideration when you're bringing kids. If you live in an area where there's a lot of Filipino community, they do tend to help each other. And so, you know, one watches the other when they're in school or they have to go somewhere. So that's the benefit of living in an area where there's a lot of Filipino nurses. So you kind of help each other. Yeah.
Thank you.
For me, I don't have a child also, but I do have colleagues here, and some of my friends told me is they utilize the daycare and sometimes the night care. They do like a 24-hour daycare. So if you're working the daytime, someone can take care of your baby during the day. If you're working the night, someone can take care of them during the nighttime. Like what Alvin said, like a substitution type, like one goes, the other comes back. It works also. Same thing with the community, family or friends or Filipino community. They can have like assign someone to watch during this day, like a sleepover, or they like take turns. Mm-hmm. And I think some of them here, sometimes they choose to work home base. Some of them, like one parent will be home base and the other will be the one working like a nurse, like a night shift.
And also don't forget to check your benefits with your employers, because a lot of them do offer childcare services and other, you know, just services basically where, you know, you need help with finances and things like that. So check out your compensation package and benefits, because they sometimes you'll be surprised at what is available for you.
Yeah. And every hospital is different. Right. So, you know, not all will offer the same thing. Some will offer some childcare options, mm-hmm. some don't at all. So important to do your research. And I think there are a lot of options, Bo. So hopefully that answered your question, because that is a worry for many parents coming to the US, mm-hmm. you know, and having that responsibility. And that's what I love about the Lafora talk show. Just to end off, is really this is just an opportunity for us to share, to connect, and to help each other. So I really want to thank Alvin and Joe so much. It has been such an informative hour. I've really loved hearing about your journeys and the ups, the downs, the challenges. And thank you for sharing about the states where you live, because that was really informative. I learned a lot there too, and I've lived in America for 20 years. So it really is such a big, diverse country. Any final words, Alvin or Joe?
I think there's one other question about COVID here, but it did affect my area tremendously, because this is a big metropolitan area, but the hospital really supported us and provided us with resources and PPEs, so that was not an issue. And so we continue to develop processes and protocols to make sure that our teams, you know, feel safe. And I think that's one of the biggest advantage working in the US. We do have resources allocated to make sure that our staff, you know, remain safe. And we always have protocols and processes in place to make sure that, you know, our patients receive the best care possible.
Yeah.
And good luck to all your journey. And I'm sure that, you know, you will continue to learn and grow as you get more information about, you know, where you're going to be and the states that you're exploring. So good luck.
Thank you, Alvin.
Okay. For me, I think advice I can give is do your process, start your processing for like for the US or any place that you want while working back in the Philippines. Whatever you're doing in the Philippines, like you're getting experience, that will definitely have gonna give you something advantage when you get here in the US. It will really teach you. It's really hard back working in the Philippines. When you get here, everything is greener, like really greener, money-wise. Money-wise, and you have like more freedom and you have more rights. Here, mm-hmm. if I don't feel like I want to do some things, like I feel I'm not supposed to do it, I can just say it and they can do anything about it. So I have more rights. I can put my foot down and say, no, that's not right. So they will listen. Unlike back home in the Philippines or sometimes even in Singapore, you tend to just follow. So here you have more voice, you have more freedom. It's the best place for you to like really practice nursing. So just hold on. You'll get there.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. And check out Joe's blog. As we said, he has some great advice and tips for you. Thank you, everybody, for watching. It has been such an informative, fun hour. We really have enjoyed hearing about your experiences. And I think that this year, you know, has been such a tough year for so many people. The pandemic has caused enormous stress, you know, for everybody, not, you know, for nurses especially, but for everybody. And I think at the end of the day, it really just brings home the life lesson that we are all here to help each other, to share with each other, to connect, be kind to each other. And I think that's what the LaFora talk show is all about, is really nurses who are here letting you know the American dream is very much alive. And you've heard from Joe, you've heard from Alvin, wonderful stories, wonderful advice. Thank you, everybody.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.